Welcome back to NFL Rants and Raves. This is Steven Miranda.
This is Jeff Ellis, and it is Thursday, February 6, 2014.
Episode 9.45, the Super Bowl 48 recap show.
Also known as What the Heck Happened?
Also known as New York, I love you, but I hope you never host another Super Bowl as long as I live.
They tell us in good faith that we will have multiple cold weather Super Bowls, Steven. Multiple?
Really?
Philadelphia's out front saying they expect theirs. They better get theirs.
Oh, for heaven's sakes, not Philly.
No, what about New England?
Are we going to stay in Boston and
take a 40-minute bus ride to Foxborough?
No.
Come on, people. Use your heads. You got lucky. You dodged a bullet, okay?
35 Facebook comments or questions.
We're going to answer all of your questions today.
All of them?
Even the inane ones.
No. Every single one of them?
Every single one of them, no matter
how inane.
All right,
so we've got that. We've got a little recap of the Super Bowl. And first off, congratulations to the Seattle Seahawks in bringing home their first Lombardi Trophy to the Pacific.
Their first sports championship since 1979.
To the Pacific Northwest.
We got all that. We got stories from New York, and we've got an
stories. I've got stories from New York.
Steve, I thought I had stories, but apparently only Steven has stories from New York.
Only
I will
get
have those
stories.
Soon.
Bringing American football to the world, it's Steven Miranda and Jeff Ellis with NFL Rants and Raves.
I'm not saying that my stories are any better than your story. I'm saying I've got
stories. No,
mine
are actually better.
I don't think so.
I have yet entered yet. In the vein of the Sochi Olympics, Stephen, yet entered yet.
Where did you have yet entered yet?
Right now I have no internet. Yet.
Well,
that's Russian for yet.
How the hell is that a story from New York? And that's not exciting at
all. That's a current event.
Had it been exciting
that's breaking news.
You get to your hotel room and you've got no toilet paper, you've got no flushable toilets, you don't have your suitcase, and you don't have internet in your hotel. That's a story.
And you know what's interesting is that there's many people from the, say, Western European and United States side of the continent complaining about the not having shower curtains. Steven, you've traveled across Europe some. You've been in countries that don't have shower curtains. France. France frequently doesn't have them.
Every place I stayed had a shower curtain.
Yeah, no, I've been someplace. But I'm saying it's not that big a deal.
No.
It's not that uncommon.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, things get wet in the bathroom.
That's all there is to it. I mean, I like people walking in on me when I'm butt naked.
It's a private bath. It's not a public bath.
Oh, okay.
So it's just, you know,
you're not
make sure your towel's on the other side.
Right.
Make sure your toilet paper is on the other side.
Because there's going to be water. I am the master of taking a shower in a bathtub that has no shower.
This is my point. This is not an issue.
It is not an issue.
But not being able to dispose of toilet paper
that is an issue.
In the toilet, that makes things a little interesting.
That is going to be a whole lot of
pray
nasty
for constipation, smelling. People.
Ooh.
That's all you can say. That's all you can hope for.
Okay.
That's the best case scenario.
Didn't they spend $9.2 billion, with a B,
dollars
to get Sochi ready for this Winter Olympics?
Yeah.
I'm going
to
repeat that again. Just in case people are not listening correctly, $9.2 billion with a B, dollars
billion.
To get Sochi ready for the Olympics.
Billion. Basically, Vladimir Putin.
Vladimir paid off a lot of his
And built a very new city called Sochi on a beautiful ocean.
Oh, just by the way, happens to be the warmest city in Russia.
But it's beautiful. It's nyet. It is beautiful.
Yes, it is. It is beautiful.
And, you know, it's within a flight or two from the ski slopes where our athletes are getting cut up on the ice that is so hard. They're getting injured on this ice.
Awful.
That's our athletes. I went out on a limb, Steven, and said, nyet. I would not allow my athletes to go.
Yes.
Because it is not safe, A.
Yeah.
B, what on earth should any Western power be doing encouraging this regime?
Yeah.
Yes, I use the word regime.
Yeah.
Because, look, ask Putin if he wants to build a new evil empire 2.0. Because he would have to go, yeah, that's a pretty good idea. There's an axis of evil, friends.
It's pretty bad over there. But let's get to New York.
Thank God we've got American football.
start spreading the news.
I saw hockey at Yankee Stadium. That was pretty cool.
I didn't see that. I didn't get there.
Well, you weren't there yet.
I didn't get there in time.
You wouldn't have even gone with me because I didn't know that we were in a suite.
I would have gone.
You didn't know that. You would have assumed it was outside. I
almost went to Ducks Kings at Dodger Stadium. That's how close
I was.
It was
70 degrees and they had beach volleyball on the infield.
It was pretty awesome.
It was a little different in New York.
I'm sure it was colder in New York, but still, it was hockey in a stadium.
That was cool.
And people kept asking me all day.
You hate hockey.
I do. But I still got an invitation, and people are asking me all day, dude, do you see the weather outside? I'm like, yeah. They're like, how are they going to keep an ice rink?
Technology.
I'm like, it's going to be really cold under there.
Technology.
So it'll be good. It's just, yeah, I missed that. I missed media day. I missed a lot.
Yeah, and
there's
know
some
what?
Stuff I wish I would have missed that I didn't miss.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Fair point.
But I did catch draft day. The screening with Kevin Costner and Jennifer Garner. Hello, how you doing?
You know, Jen's
did she turn around when I said I didn't say how you doing? Now that would have been taking it a little too
Costner
far.
Costner might have taken a swing at you because he seemed like a protective father.
But she's walking by. And I'm yo, Jen. She turned over and gave me a little smile.
And what I say to Costner next?
You said Dudley Street.
Dudley Street
around.
Says hey, and he looked all freaked out. Like, how did you know? The street I used to live on when I was making Dances with Wolves
because
26 years ago.
Because I lived there. Because
I live on that street, bro.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I knew how – he's so cool, calm, and collected, Steve.
Yeah, he was – I'm not going to lie. Kevin Costner was probably of all the celebrities I saw roll through New York City.
Yes. Cool as
just
the other side.
Cat, man. Just the cool. Just the dude was like, "What's up?"
Yeah.
He turned around, had a smile on his face, like, "Yeah, down the street, I get it, right? Cool."
No, he's so flappable. That's why I did try and flap him.
No, you could not. You could
I
not.
I could nigh flap
you
him.
You could nigh.
Yet.
You can. Is that going to be today's word on the show? Is yet. Yeah. Kevin Costner is not. Wait a minute.
What?
You weren't kidding.
I was
Someone
not.
Really stole our Seattle Seahawks
correct
helmet.
You think I make
Radio
this
Row.
Nonsense up?
Sometimes you do.
For what game?
I don't know. I was angry. I think you told. I was at the Statue of Liberty, and I stopped and I yelled, "What?" when you told me.
I told you when you were at the Statue of Liberty.
Yeah, I was on my way back.
On your way back, yeah. I wouldn't have ruined your Statue of Liberty
no,
experience.
Nigh ruinable.
No,
you could nigh.
Net
ruined my Statue of Liberty experience.
But
it
no,
was
I'm
awesome.
Saying, I wouldn't have attempted to.
No,
I wouldn't have told. You don't tell someone bad news when they're having a great day.
No, we were already leaving.
Okay, because I would hate to do that. That wouldn't be very nice.
No, you know what I also saw that I'd never seen? Grand Central Station.
Oh, that's
and
neato.
And you know what?
That's in every movie of the world.
It's grand.
It is.
And
it's central.
It is.
And it's a station.
It's amazing.
All the trains, they named it apropos.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
But did you not see Untouchables? Did you? I mean, you just – all these movie moments go through
everything.
Your mind.
Yes, yes.
All in one. Whoa, 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 whoa.
Well, most recently, I was thinking Madagascar.
Sure.
They go through there. They roll
they
through
probably
there.
Do.
The tiger.
No, I bet they do.
The lion and
the
zebra.
Zebra.
And the hippo and the giraffe.
And the penguin.
And the oh, yeah, yeah.
Probably.
Not in wave, boys. Just not
yeah.
in wave.
Yeah, probably.
That happened in Grand Central Station. And then the actual real live movie that I most recently saw was Friends with Benefits with Justin Timberlake and Mila Kunis. Which, by the way, Mila Kunis ran into her this weekend. That's pretty good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
In real life.
Mm-hmm.
That's good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm saying about that because
that's all
I'm allowed.
That's all.
To say about that stuff, but
there may or may not be jurisdictional restrictions being placed upon us. Territorial restrictions. There may or may not. We may or may not be playing under the.
Does that mean like a restraining order?
I'm just saying that I'm the phrase. The following broadcast is the.
I'm kind of curious now because we didn't spend a lot of time together in New York, even though we were together in New York. We did spend a lot of time together.
No, we didn't.
So who's putting out a restraining order on you?
I'm just sensing waters. I mean, that's what I do.
Okay.
My wife's been traveling a lot.
I see.
I just got home. My daughter's now texting me that She's going to the library.
She is.
And I said, you know, like a smart father, with whom?
And she's like, with my boyfriend.
Boyfriend might be there. Maybe not. Maybe. So you're going to a public library.
I got $5 that if we went to the library right now, he's there.
Hell yes, he's there.
Wait a minute. Ooh, let's see. Do I want to throw Kara under the bus like this? Because I might go $10 that they're not even at the library.
No, you wouldn't. You would be wrong. She will not lie.
So she will be at the library.
She will withhold information, but she will not lie. Okay. Okay.
So they might be at the library.
That's why I had to ask with whom.
I see.
Because it would be – she's so dumb. You know, it doesn't cross her mind to not – she's baiting the old man.
Right, right.
She's like hanging it out there. I'm going to go study the library.
I'm just saying that I've been in that library.
Uh-huh.
There's a lot of little
there's
quarters.
A lot of stacks, is there not?
Yeah, there's a lot of quarters.
And they ain't on my girl either. There's a lot of stacks there at the Pasadena Public Library main branch. Beautiful, beautiful
corners
building.
And little nooks and crannies that you can go.
Last time I was in there, a lot of people just went there to use the internet because it was such a new technology.
I almost started singing something that I'm glad I did.
Good. Yes, the internet is good for lots of things. So we've got, we've got a truncated show, unfortunately, because I have demands that extend well
truncating?
Beyond this room. Yes,
shrinkage. We're truncating?
Shrinkage.
Oh,
it shrinks?
That shrinks like a frightened turtle.
Exactly. And so we've got to get through it. I took my advantage today of not having a real job, and I watched the NFL replay. Super Bowl edition. Yes, this is the soonest I've seen the game, Steven.
I don't ever want to watch that game again. You couldn't pay me enough money to
this
watch that.
This is the biggest disagreement that Steven and I have is the significance of this Super Bowl.
That Seattle won for the first time ever?
No.
What significance was it? I called a blowout. Now, I was on Denver, but if you go back and listen to the pre-preview show when we were on with Mike Graham, and I actually almost had time today to go and pull that audio. I said, I'm going to go with Denver, and I think Denver's going to blow out Seattle. But I could just as easily see Seattle blowing out Denver. This game will not be close, regardless who wins, will not be close.
And I remember you saying that because you said, look, the fact of the matter is we've had five close ones in a row. And I don't know precisely, but it might be six, it might be four. But there's a number, and it's a big number.
Yes.
And we've had many in a row that have been close, and historically they aren't close.
They're not.
So Steven says regression towards the mean. He's playing the regression towards the mean card. A very important statistical premise.
And
he's
at
playing
the end of
that.
The day, I mean, and look.
So it
I
should be Denver, Steven says, but it could be Seattle.
Yeah.
But it is
but
yet.
It's, but what it will
be
not
close.
Be
yet.
Is it will be close. Yet
not
be close.
Not.
And seriously, I don't think you heard me because you were doing something right at the beginning of the game. But after the first play, and that ball went over Ben's head.
12 seconds.
12 seconds. I said, blow out Seattle.
It's going the other way.
Yeah.
Steven, I was paying attention.
Okay.
Because I was,
knew it.
I was
after
terrified.
That one play.
I was terrified.
Why were you terrified?
We're gonna get
because
there.
Why?
Super Bowl 48.
Super Bowl 48, baby.
Okay.
New York City, baby.
Steven and I, as you watch your NFL replays and things,
yes.
You will notice closely for every field goal that's kicked, you'll notice the first section in the end zone
yes.
turns a bizarro color orange near the
we
top.
We are sitting under the orange.
We are the orange.
Sam,
it's not Broncos orange.
Sam Farmer, our good buddy. Took a picture from the press box and said, the auxiliary press box has turned into
Bronco
the
orange?
Gates of hell.
The gates of hell. So, Steven, I've been hearing, people's iPhones, iPads, Androids stopped working because it was getting so hot.
Really?
Underneath
it. It was hot, dog.
Occasionally. Hot dog. I had four hot dogs during the game. Thank you.
I did not have that many.
One of them was not cold, Steven.
Jeffrey, I didn't.
One of them was not cold. You never laughed. You got to go get food.
You know my biggest
disappointment? Who gave you Pepsi? Who?
You did.
Bia?
Do you know my
how
my
many did I give you?
Two.
How many times did I leave?
Twice.
There you go, baby. Okay. I did what I could.
Do you know probably my biggest disappointment, outside of that first night when I got there and we went
I'll
to,
tell you your biggest disappointment.
We went Stone Hill.
Stone Hill Restaurant.
And we went with Gravesy. We went with our Sky Sports crew
yes.
and Ollie. And
the European press corps.
Right. And that steak was delicious. And I had steak. Outside of that steak. I was disappointed with the food, man, because I just did not. Maybe I was, I don't know what was going on, but I was not eating well.
Steven,
I did not do myself good in New York. That's all I got to say.
Perhaps. Now, I don't mean to be an ungrateful little crybaby.
Oh, he's going to be a little crybaby. Go ahead.
In support of you.
Oh, okay.
So just relax, champ, right, and just stay with me here.
All right, I'm with you.
Perhaps the New York, New Jersey host committee took the responsibilities for granted that we would so love being in New York, New Jersey that we wouldn't give a damn that the host committee did not feel the need to feed us.
Yeah, I don't know what happened there.
Where was the food at Radio Row? You had a slice of pizza, I believe, one. Every time I went near the tables, there weren't any left. And then I get a note that Papa John's has made another delivery. I go out. There's not even a box. Some mofo from St. Louis. Some mofo.
There's a question.
And upstairs. I checked upstairs.
So did you check everywhere? Did you check
the media
downstairs?
Lounge, outside our door, and upstairs. The three places where the food could be. And now check
but
this.
Did
check
you
this.
Go to the press corps room?
St. Louis Post-Dispatch. I saw a guy eat the cardboard box for Papa John's because it had some grease on it. Okay?
I finally walked. Someone told me you got to go
workroom.
To the workroom. And there was the stashes, the mountains and mountains. Of
mountains?
Pizza. Mountains.
While I'm starving?
You never told me you were starving.
We never talked. You already made that
clear.
We
did our show and that's it. We're out.
Well,
we interviewed some great people, though.
My favorite moment was sharing the platform with Ed Koch. Not Ed Koch, Rudy Giuliani.
Yeah, that was
cool. That was pretty freaking cool.
Yeah.
He's going to be president someday.
You think so?
Yeah, I do.
I don't know.
He saved that city.
He's really small. I don't know.
He is small. You know what? And that's one of – so there's a pundit that I like a lot in the
yes.
political realm.
Mm-hmm.
And she – I will give away her gender. She has her presidential list. And one of the criteria is height. If you're not at least 6 feet tall, much like quarterbacks of the NFL, you don't get to be president. We're sorry, but we just don't elect people that are short.
We don't.
So people are like, oh, you know, I really like Marco Rubio. She's like, 5'10". Not going to happen. Not going to happen. You were disqualified for being president. So if we get Hillary Clinton, is she 6 foot tall? Or when it's a woman, it doesn't matter. Because I don't want a 6 foot woman president. That's kind of scary. We've got Amazon woman president. Lisa Leslie for president. She's so tall. She's scary.
I might have to vote for her, though.
Well, because she's black.
Well, yeah, of course. But she also.
Y'all got to vote together.
She also made me feel small and insignificant.
And that's what a president should do, make you feel small and insignificant. Cross the party lines, friends.
I mean, seriously, I look at that picture, which I can't look at that picture because someone hasn't given that picture to me yet. Hint, hint. But anyways.
Hint, Facebook. I think you subscribe. I think you subscribe.
Did you post that?
The one next to you and Jesse Jackson, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You notice how many pictures are there of me with cool people?
Oh, my God.
How many pictures are there with me with cool people?
Should I? I don't know. How many were there?
Oh, there's none. That's right.
Should I tell tales out of school?
Only if it makes me look bad.
Jesse, no. It would make Jesse Jackson look bad.
I ain't got an issue. Now, mind you, there is 95 demarcation points between Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson.
Yes,
okay,
yes.
Maybe 295 would be more accurate.
This was the Honorable Jesse Jackson, by the way, was staying in
your hotel.
In our hotel. But that's all I'm going to say. I'm not going
to okay.
go there. But if you ever want to know the story,
he
off
wanted
air,
to come up to your place, didn't he? For a little Stephen love, just like the Queen.
Well, I can't believe you went there.
Well, you know the Queen. There's a thing. Miranda has this power.
Look,
it's like Aquaman.
I gotta get, you know, it's the Queen of England. And when
yeah.
she says, you are coming
and
here
tonight. And
when
Jesse Jackson, major civil rights leader, says, you're coming over tonight, you're like, yes, sir. He's like, yes, sir.
Just look.
Yeah,
probably not the subject to be talking about right now. Shall we move on?
I think it best being that I have an important meeting
let's
in 55 minutes.
55
so, wait,
minutes.
Wait. And I got to be from the cave
okay.
to my house.
Yeah.
So here's the thing. So this orange glow, as you're looking toward, we're back to the NFL game.
Yes.
As you're looking at the goalposts and most of Steven Hauschka's field goals,
yes.
which, do you know how lucky the Denver Broncos were that it was only 8-0 at one point in the game?
Yes.
I mean, they had gotten three scores.
Mm-hmm.
The Seattle Seahawks had gotten three scores
and two field goals.
They were lucky as hell.
And Denver was still in the game at the end.
Totally in the game. And every – okay, so you're looking at the goalpost. You're looking at that end zone camera pointed up. And they do this nice feature, Steven, because you haven't seen the game yet. They zoom – I've never noticed that they zoom in on the kick. So as the field goes away, they zoom in a little. Okay. So if you freeze your TV – The orange band up there, which is Sam Farmer said is hell burning, is where we're sitting. But I would have gone more. It's Broncos orange.
Okay, I get that now. But
did you see us?
You can see us really?
Yes.
I'll have to look.
I pointed out to Aletta this morning.
Did you then feel the cold when they turned them off?
Bruno Mars comes out. I'm gonna do public address. Yeah.
Attention to the press corps. All electricity in this press section will be shut off for the halftime performance. We want to give you a 5-minute warning if you have any work you need to save. Attention, power will be cut for halftime.
I don't remember hearing that.
Sure. No, yeah. It was very – I mean, everything was so loud that it was impossible to hear anything.
Right.
But they pulled down the audio that was screaming in our ears for that. And I heard it, and I was like, huh, appreciate the heads up. They didn't say anything about the heat.
No, they said
the power.
And
you know, heat can run on gas.
That's true.
There's a lot of ways to make heat.
But
it
needed to be completely dark for the beanies with the lights.
Which Kara now wears her beanie with the tab hanging down her forehead as if she's some Indian woman.
So that it doesn't light up?
No one knows what'll happen if you pull the tab to displace the battery and let the thing function. The little headpiece on the you know, the audience
it
at home.
Light
okay,
up.
First of all, for those of you who watch the game on TV, which is almost all of you except for Steven and I, and Richard Graves. Okay, nobody else listens to the show.
What's up, Gravesy?
What's up, Graves?
It's my dog, man.
I love you. Love you.
Yeah.
Okay, the audience there. The
and tell Catherine that I don't think she's Snuffleupagus anymore. All right, I'm sorry.
Okay, the audience there at the Super Bowl were given a little kit pack.
Yes.
And one of the items in the kit pack, of which I've distributed most of them, is a stocking cap.
A beanie stocking cap.
And in the front of it is a Pepsi logo and several LED lights.
Yes.
Now, most people on TV
go white, red, and blue.
The studio audience or the television audience at home, completely unaware of the stadium's use of that.
Right.
It was a zero for people. No one at home knew we were even wearing these things or that we were in any way affecting the show.
Now I want to see that because it looked really cool in the stadium.
It did. Yeah. But it was good that they gave us something in the stadium because frequently they only make it look good for people watching on TV.
Right, right, exactly.
No matter who it is, Madonna, whoever, it's like if you're watching with binoculars, you might respect it.
Yeah.
But mostly you have to be home. To appreciate the halftime.
Well, it was,
and we
it
didn't
was
get
really
to see
cool.
the fireworks or anything, but it still was a good halftime show. And we were helping with our beanies, so I gave it to Kara. She won't use the activation tab because likes the idea that it's just someday she could like find herself in a position where that could be utilized.
Where she will open it.
She will unleash the tab and allow the
My
electricity
understanding,
from Pepsi.
Because I did ask a Pepsi representative, I actually did, is that if you unleash the tab, it will just light up.
Well,
and you can choose whatever color you want.
She wants to
white, red, or blue.
No, it's computer controlled, Steven.
It's computer controlled for the show.
Right.
But if you're away from the computer that controls it.
I'm like, that's the whole point of the beanies, is there was a computer, there's a GPS transponder in every single beanie, and they could make the whole stadium do cool lighting effects by wearing your beanie. It was really neat. But it would go in a wave. It would be like really cool effects that apparently was lost on most people on TV. So, again, when you look up into hell in the end zone, up above the field goal on the kicks, Steve and I are in the last row. The main section with the goalposts, we're the immediate one to the left, and we're in the back row in the center. Steven's the one with the bigger head. Just saying. It's hard to tell us apart because it's kind of blown out.
Wow, yeah.
Your head's rounder than mine.
Bigger head, all right.
That was how Elena and I were trying to find it.
I see.
I mean, because it's really hard. I mean, it's blurry.
I could go nasty, but I'm not going to.
All right.
Not today.
No.
Not yet. Feel like all right, so anyways, the Seattle Seahawks' first play of the game. By the way, I don't know if this is true. I have not confirmed it, so I cannot deny it. Mark Cuban,
Yeah,
put
a million
dollars on a safety in the game, and he turned that to $20 million.
So 20-1 odds that the first play of the Super Bowl 48 would be a safety.
Yes. And no. That any play, not
oh,
the first
that there would just
play.
Be one, and because that seems like that would be much higher odds.
Yeah, much higher odds. No. That there would be a safety in the Super Bowl.
Oh, that's an interesting bet. I might have put 20 on that because there was one last year, and I think things happen in bunches.
Yeah, 20 times 20 is
$400.
Yeah, 1 million times 20.
No, I don't have $1 million. I don't know if you've checked. I don't yet. I do not have $1 million,
but
I do have 20.
And to have the cojones to say I'm putting $1 million on, there's going to be a safety in this game.
I'm not impressed when billionaires blow $1 million. It really doesn't.
He didn't blow it. He won 20.
If he was to, it doesn't really float my
boat.
Well,
what about
put it at risk?
That
Warren Buffett with the
Floyd
perfect Super
Mayweather
Bowl
Jr.
bracket. Okay.
Put. Are you ready for this?
Standing by. See
$10 million on the Broncos to cover.
Jeez. How'd that work out for you?
Not very good, Floyd.
Yet.
That is
all right.
A yet right there.
So, here's the thing that is most surprising. So, what happened? Peyton goes from the shotgun formation, about a three-step drop in shotgun, and the we were stunned how loud the crowd was.
It was pretty loud.
And, again, it wasn't just loud. Seahawks loud.
It was Denver loud.
It was Denver loud as well through the first half. Through most of the first half, they start quieting down.
That was it right there. I'm sorry. I just watched replay. It's 29-0 Seattle. There's 6 minutes left in the third quarter. Demaryius Thomas grabs a beautiful pass. He breaks up the middle. He's going down the sideline. Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm just telling you because I'm looking at this play right now, and he is about to get. As a matter of fact, he's got him to the 50-yard fumble. At that point,
the theme of the game for the Denver Broncos is if there's anything going right, it's not for long.
No, it's going to go wrong immediately.
So this is my point. So
he
first
punched it.
Stevie, stay
with me. I'm sorry. That is the best play ever.
It is. I've seen it. He
well,
punched it
I
right
just
out.
Watched it.
I know. Oh, that was. We were a little far away from the action to be appreciating some of the nuances and subtleties of the game.
That was awesome.
So, Steven, check this. I'm going to go in more or less chronological order rather than
I'm sorry,
all over
around?
The game. Yeah.
I'm sorry. I got away.
So, because this is
you were
so
taking
indicative.
So long. You were still on the freaking safety. That's the first
thing.
Well,
we're 28 minutes into a show that can only be an hour. So,
okay,
what are you going to do?
So, let's move
so,
on.
So, no.
Right?
Here's the thing, because this is indicative of the entire
the
game.
Thing. Yes, indicative.
It's a microcosm, Steven.
All right. Give me the
microcosm. It's a freaking microcosm. Peyton,
I can't concentrate. I just see the freaking
the boy. The
it's the freaking Super Bowl champions, and I can't
honor
them.
That's the only helmet that's not there.
I can't honor them.
You can honor them. You just can't look at their helmet because it doesn't exist. And good luck getting another one because I couldn't get a jersey when I wanted to because they don't sell them.
He gone. Steven, I'm sorry.
Well, this show's over. If you can't control yourself, young man. Don't make me give you the stink eye.
You already did. I just saw
don't
it.
Don't make me.
But
so,
he's gone.
This
but,
is so important, what I'm about to say.
Please,
golly.
I'm listening. Then I have a very important question for you.
I've got a litany of questions for you, so this is good.
All right.
Peyton is going to hike the ball, and he decides that, no, there's too much noise. We need to change something. He didn't like what he saw on defense.
Yeah.
He takes a half a step to the left to approach the center and say, we're changing it up. And in that moment,
the center
timed the snap. They were going completely on calls.
Yeah.
It was going to be a called snap. And who knows what Manny Ramirez heard? I did not ask him, Steven. He looked so beaten down when I was with him.
Everybody.
Afterwards.
All the Broncos looked beaten down.
I know. Peyton didn't. I couldn't get Peyton to smile during his presser on Media Day, Steven.
Yeah.
I don't have a photo of him smiling. The best I have is like a.
Yeah.
Eh.
That's the air face.
Thank you. So he walks up to the center. He can't even take a step before the ball's over his head. Boom, 2-point safety, fastest score in the history
Because he took a step forward.
That was
he
illegal
was going
motion.
Forward at the, at the snap of the ball.
It's
illegal
motion.
So there's a penalty on them.
Decline.
Decline, safety, 2 points, 2-0 right off the bat. And for anybody who had normal numbers in their Super Bowl squares.
They're loving it.
No, who had normal numbers,
0 and 2.
Right. Like 4.
Oh,
eight,
those
one.
People going,
yeah.
No.
No, because those
yeah,
numbers.
Yeah, but all the freaky numbers are like,
yeah,
yeah,
yes. The
I'm
eights,
play.
The fives, they're like,
I'm
yes.
in play now.
Yes.
I have hope. It was a good day for Super Bowl squares and wackiness. So then, boom, what do we got coming up after the safety, which I'm sick of people calling it a touchback accidentally. These are not knowledgeable NFL people. Right. These are people that I wish would hire us to help them become knowledgeable NFL okay. people. Talk show hosts and things. Yes. Oh boy, touchback. Who would have seen that? It's called a safety.
All right.
All right. We
Can
can't
we
go
leave
off. Boom.
The freaking safety. That's the first play
We're
of the
now
game.
Past
we
12
got.
Seconds. We're now past 12 seconds. At this pace, we'll be done next month. I understand that.
Oh, my God. 12
We're going to go second by second analysis.
Which, by the way, the fastest scoring play, replacing Devin Hester, returning a kickoff against Peyton Manning and the Indianapolis Colts. And that took 14 seconds. That was the fastest scoring play in the NFL
until
in a Super
Sunday.
Bowl until Sunday when, with you know what? And then they went, 12th man, 12 seconds. And then in the start of the second half, it took exactly 12 seconds for Percy Harvin to return a kick for a touchdown. It was like 12. It was 12 everywhere. I looked up at the Statue of Liberty and a
she was holding
plane.
Up 12 fingers.
No, no. A plane flew overhead with holding the 12th flag.
12th man flag.
The 12th man flag. And,
again,
someone.
We should say 12th human so that we don't offend any women
yes.
out there.
Yes, 12.
The
person.
Entire state of Seattle, Washington. Entire Washington.
Oh, don't tell me. Is a feminist group now?
No,
upset?
But I'm trying to start rumors.
Okay.
Trying to start rumors.
No, don't start rumors. They understand 12 men, in this case, men's men and
no,
female.
No. It's female. Femen. Femen of the world, unite.
Men and women is what
yes,
I meant to say.
Yes.
Now, I don't know why I went to femen because female.
Men with
know.
Feet.
Please That's tell me there's no feminist group.
No, I'm
upset.
Starting the rumor.
All right.
That,
but
that I'm waiting for the wacko feminist groups. This is how they're going to differentiate themselves from true feminist movements that care about women's rights versus that have too much time on their hands.
Yeah.
They're going to get uptight about the 12th man.
I see.
And so here's the thing. So
I saw plenty
I think about
of women
it this way.
Wearing Seahawks gear.
A lot of 12s being worn by those women. They were the 12th man,
they were.
That woman.
They were.
All right. Every time something went Denver's way, it got blown up, sir. I want to put myself in Russ Wilson's shoes.
Okay.
They won the coin toss. I want to talk about this game ad nauseum, Steven. I want to go over Joe Willie Namath wearing his fur coat.
That looked awesome.
And I loved it. Awesome. And he's taking so much flack about it. I loved it.
It was awesome.
That was Broadway Joe.
If I had a freaking fur like that, I'd
no,
be
No, if you were Broadway Joe and you had rocked it in the 70s That's before true. You did your Playgirl centerfolds and all the underwear commercials.
I would rock
Absolutely.
It. Yeah.
So he blows the coin toss. He throws the coin before anyone could call it.
That was classic.
It was. Classic Joe. How the umpire caught that coin, Steven, you know what my coin catching skills
I'm
are.
I'm still trying to confirm rumors that at some point he turned to the umpire and said, I just want to
kiss you. I just want to kiss you. You're so pretty.
I just want to kiss
you. And so Joe Namath, Seattle wins the coin toss. And what do they do?
Wait a minute. We were 12 seconds into the game. Now you're going
back.
Oh, God. They win it. They defer it, so Denver gets the ball first.
So Russell Wilson thinks that it's going to be a while till he gets the ball, right?
Yeah.
So, boom, he's out there playing quarterback.
Yeah.
Okay, now second half, they're supposed to start with the ball because they deferred, right?
Yes.
What happens? Percy Harvin runs it back for a field goal or a touchdown. Boom. Russell Wilson, go have a seat. You just warmed up.
Yeah.
This poor kid. He can't.
That's why he's not MVP, dog.
Well, and his first pass, I think the only reason he wasn't MVP is his first pass was a wide open Golden Tate, and he threw it really high.
Yeah.
Because he was amped.
He was.
People like he was nervous.
No,
he's not
he was
nervous.
Trying to.
He's every big game quarterback throws high when they're excited.
At the end of
it doesn't
the first
mean you're
quarter,
scared.
It was 8-0.
And again, it should have been a blowout in favor of Seattle.
Point, at that point, it should have been.
I
still
totally
knew
it
was coming.
And Wes Welker, I've seen in the NFL films and the soundtrack, Steven. Mm-hmm. Wes Welker telling everybody, guys, look, they've only got 8 points. We got this.
But that
we are the best offense in the history of the NFL.
That only scored 8 points in the game.
But hang on, it's first quarter. They're only up by 8.
Yeah,
we got this.
We get 8 points just by thinking about it.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Let's
go.
It didn't work out that way.
It didn't. I was shocked
and odd
at how – what?
Were you shocked and odd?
And odd at how easy it was for the Seattle Seahawks defense to just dictate to the Broncos what they were going to do.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, now it's come out that Sherman's like, we knew his hand signals. We
That's bull crap. Nobody had time to read a hand signal. We were reading his eyes. He totally telegraphed his throws with his eyes. Yeah, when you're running for your life and you're not a mobile quarterback and you're staring somebody down, that happens.
It does
happen. Peyton Manning is not a mobile quarterback. He is not to be moved off his spot. When he does, bad things happen.
But the final 43-8, it was a beatdown. Literally after that first 12 seconds and the safety, I knew the route was on, but it was confirmed. When you come out of half, it's 22-0.
We're going to make our adjustments.
22-0,
we've seen
right,
stranger things this
We're
season.
Like, that's just three touchdowns, dog. I mean, that's you know, a hot
How many points did Denver spot New England?
Yeah.
In their game in November?
Yeah, a lot.
It was 28, wasn't it?
That was the other way around.
21?
Denver spotted.
Okay, Denver spotted New England, 21 points. I'm like, it's like, this is totally doable.
It is. And so I'm thinking it's going to happen. Then you kick off, Percy Harvin. Boom! I mean.
He means boom, as in right at your groinular area, left nutular. Boom.
Said to Steven Miranda, who said that there is nobody on this team who can make a something on offense. Watch me now. Boom! Returns the kick for a touchdown. And at that point, I sat back and I'm like, okay, Jeff, we can pack it up now. Dog.
Game over.
Game over. It went from 22-0 to 29-0. Yes, like that. And yet way that the Denver Broncos could come back.
You know, and the fact is that, Steven, there were so many ways that this was a college football game. Because it was so lopsided, it seemed that you had a Division I team playing a Division II team. You know, NCAA D2 team is what Denver looked like. Didi sends me a text during the game just as, I don't know, to console herself for the 49ers' poor performance, saying, you know what, the 49ers could beat these guys.
Yeah.
Well, like, absolutely.
And that goes to one of the questions we'll ask you later. One of our listeners says, had the 49ers made it, because they almost had a shot there.
They were just an inch away.
Do they beat Denver? And I'm like, oh,
absolutely.
Yeah.
And then Solomon Wilcox apparently said something to the effect of, you know, how big a deal was this? Was it just bad timing? And Solly said, if Seattle played Denver 10 times, they would win all 10.
How about 9 out of 10?
This is what Solly said.
Okay.
I'm just quoting.
You're quoting him. I would be like, come on, let's be honest. Let's go 9 out of 10.
Yeah, well, something could happen. It is football, after all. Yeah. But, Steven, this goes to so many things. This goes to the power of the NFC West, all the teams here on the bottom shelf, with the exception of the Super Bowl champion Seahawks, who are missing because someone stole them.
Well, I'm just looking at the NFC in general.
Oh, yeah.
During the 90s, we had a run where 13 consecutive Super Bowls were run by the NFC.
Yep.
I fear. What we saw this past weekend is the return of that.
And, Steven,
they could go 8-10 years, and the Super Bowl champion is going to come from the NFC.
And here's what's crazy. As long as Peyton Manning is healthy.
Is it Cray-Cray?
It might be Cray-Cray. As long as Peyton Manning is healthy.
Yeah.
I suspect the Broncos are the Super Bowl champion. They're going to be the freaking Buffalo Bills.
Oh, my God. Buffalo Bills, 4 years in a row. Denver Broncos goes 4 years in a row, and they lose. They lose to Seattle. Maybe next year they lose to San Francisco. The year after
Carolina.
That, Carolina.
Yeah.
They lose
Orleans.
To Green Bay. Oh, my gosh. And they're just like, what did they do? What? Peyton Manning's like, man, dude was good. Just couldn't win the Super Bowl. Well, he won one, but that's it.
He won one.
He lost five in a row.
And it took him a little while. You know, here's the thing. What did Peyton do the first time he lost the Super Bowl? He doubled down
He won his first Super Bowl. He beat.
Oh, he got to the AFC Championship game and lost. And then crazy focus, hyper focus, determined man will not be denied, and he goes out there and he smacks.
Beat the Bears. But then he gets back a second time, and the Saints. You know what? Here's what I saw. It, kind of like when the Saints beat the Colts that year, Seattle just wanted it more. They were faster. They were hungrier. They moved quicker. They responded faster. They made changes quicker. I mean, every time a receiver or a back or anybody caught any pass from Peyton Manning, you could not say one Mississippi before he was getting leveled.
I did.
No.
He didn't get hit.
Go watch that Super Bowl again. And as soon
I
as
a receiver.
But you didn't do this. And I guarantee you're not going to be able to do this. The second a Denver receiver catches the football, one miss, and before you finish Mississippi, he is getting the wood laid to him.
It was not pretty.
I mean, there Seattle was there all of the – one miss, boom. One miss, boom.
You know, and miss, so boom. Here's the reason that I say that he had a bad day, Peyton Manning.
I don't know if he had a bad
hang
day.
Hang on. Hang with me, bro.
I'm listening to
because
you.
There was four times that I counted four were very badly thrown. He had a receiver wide open. He wasn't being pressured. It happened so seldom. And on the third, Wes Welker, it was at his knees, and he just dropped it.
Yeah.
Still not a great pass, but a catchable pass.
Maybe. Just maybe.
Wes Welker is the bad juju.
Is the curse.
The curse of Wes Welker.
The Patriots won their Super Bowls. He comes to the team. They go to two Super Bowls. Can't win.
No.
Go and that's what Tom
it's
Brady.
Not that they
by
cheated.
The way. And that's Tom Brady, by the way.
It's not that they cheated. Now he's got the greatest quarterback of all time, if you ask us.
Now Peyton Manning.
Yeah.
Loses.
Okay, Steven.
Still
so,
drops passes.
So Steven, it's tough.
I wish
it's
I had.
Welcome to the hot seat.
Hot seat already.
It is cold here.
Put
at the cave.
Put me on the hot seat. Put me.
It
me
is cold here at the cave. Give me your best Super Bowl defense. Of all time.
Ooh, Super Bowl defense?
Yeah. And I'll give you, if you want, I can make it easy on you by giving you multiple choices because I've had the time this week to
okay,
do the homework.
Give me multiple choices.
Okay. We're going to go 85 Bears.
Okay. That's
we're going to go two,
that was one of my
2000 Bucks.
Yeah, you skipped some there.
I'm okay, going to make it a really short
all
list.
Right, go ahead.
And I'm going Ravens. Ravens.
Against the Giants?
Yeah. Yeah, that was a pretty terrific defense.
Yeah, I got to throw. If you give me my top five, I'm going to throw those three. I'm going to put the 92 Cowboys in there.
I knew the Cowboys would have to throw them in.
They were all over the Bills. I mean, the Bills were like, what? Literally?
Yeah.
The Bills looked like the Bills were the high-powered offense.
Yeah.
And like the.
What the hell's going on out here?
Like the Broncos, it was like the Cowboys just were faster.
But here's the thing. They 85 moved. Bears, who did they beat?
The Patriots.
Yeah.
Patriots
and they were supposed to be electric offense.
It was,
offense.
But they really weren't.
Super sexy offense. Yeah. That's what – Steven, what did Denver just do? Over 600 points, NFL record.
Denver was amazing.
The best offense of all time.
Yeah, but you know what?
Shut to 8 points?
Hold on one second.
I'm standing. Bye.
They got these guys twice. That defense was –
Oakland Raiders?
Pretty poo-poo.
Defense was poo-poo.
They had these guys.
San Diego
twice.
Chargers, mediocre.
In the middle.
Kansas City's terrific.
They were good, but when they played, remember, they couldn't beat teams with winning records.
Yeah, but right? They did eventually.
No, their team with winning record was the Philadelphia Eagles. That's all the team. Go look it up.
What about the playoffs?
They lost in the playoffs.
They won and out?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, point is, best defense in Super Bowl history?
I would say it's between the – I would go any one of those four.
Got to pick one.
I don't have to pick one. All four of them were pretty phenomenal.
Welcome to the hot seat.
Oh. Do you not understand the parameters of the hot seat? Which
I
is,
I don't,
you have to answer my question.
I don't have to answer.
You
know
do.
What? I learned this
it's
weekend.
Same.
I don't have to do anything I don't want to.
And if that mean lady wants to touch me inappropriately, and if that old man says that I should, you
well,
know, touch his
the
thing.
Well, homeless guy on the subway who kept trying to stop. I don't have
no.
to do that.
When
Mr.
I say no,
Mr.
a part
homeless
of no,
man?
Don't you understand?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
So
I'm not bullying you, and the bullying charges will be finished next week. Late next week, we'll know all about Incognito and Martin's situation.
Oh, I was like, what bullying charges? I have never bullied anyone in my life.
Me, but that's I'm not gonna press charges.
I bully you all I want.
Yes, sir.
I'm not answering. I plead the fifth.
You're taking yourself off the hot seat without answering.
I have to. Here's the thing. I was a part of that organization. I cannot.
Steven
not
is
choose.
Pulling out of the hot seat.
I have to.
By the way, the Cowboys weren't on my list purposefully.
I know.
So now you're saying I can't choose because I would have to pick the Cowboys, and they weren't on the list. They weren't on the list
Charles
to
Haley,
pick from.
That 92 Cowboys defense was a bad defense, boy.
I know.
Yeah, okay. I'm sorry. But they weren't on the list.
No.
I can't pick them?
85 Bears.
That's how I would pick.
I know. That's why I left them off the list. Okay.
Can I pick for second? 85
Bears. Sure.
85 Bears.
And who's first? From the list. From the list.
Oh, yeah, no.
Was it this year's
Seahawks? I don't like your list.
Was it this year's Seahawks?
No, but they're
no,
third.
It was not this year's Seahawks.
They're third.
They're third.
Yeah.
Behind a made-up Cowboys team. And if you ask people who to name their top defenses, the Cowboys have come up as honorable mentions. Yeah. So, you know, my list is definitive.
I worked for that organization at that time.
Sure. And I bet there's a lot of people who have worked for a lot of organizations that want their team honorably mentioned. Just a thought. The 85 Bears.
I was there. I was a part of that, man.
Right. So here's the thing. So the 85 Bears, Steven, what did everyone say after that? Dynasty.
85 Bears. Yeah.
Dynasty.
Yeah, absolutely.
Dynasty.
Yeah, but they didn't really. I hear what you're saying. I know where you're going.
Thank you.
I know where you're going.
Thank you for reading the book.
No, I got to give Seattle a look. I went around after the game, and I spoke with – at first I had to go to Malcolm Smith, the MVP. I was very happy.
I was the first one to talk to Malcolm.
I was a little nervous that Percy Harvin was going to be the MVP. And well, he did a lot to deserve it.
He certainly was in the discussion.
Absolutely.
And according to Peter King, he got votes.
He got his fair share
yes,
of votes.
Yes,
and I agree with that. But I was like, the display from that defense was so phenomenal. You had to give it to a defensive player. You had to.
Agreed.
You had
now,
to.
What about
so I went to
Norwood.
And I just said, look, how cool is it that if this defense today that put the display today against the best offense that has ever been assembled in the NFL, and you held them to 8 points, smacked them around like you did, how cool is it that you were chosen MVP?
Well, and
I want to share you his answer. Unfortunately, I can't play it because I came ill-prepared tonight. My phone was left behind.
Sure.
At work.
But Steve,
therefore, I've got no phone. But he says, it's not about me. We've always played as a team and as a unit. And I will share this award with all of my teammates. I've never heard an MVP say
that. You
don't
hear too many defenders win an MVP.
Well, you don't.
And when you do, you tend to get more humble responses than, say, a Richard Sherman.
He's like, every week we went out there as a team and we played hard. And he's like, I wouldn't be here without any one of those guys. And that's why this is for all of us. And sure, I'm the one they chose, and I'm very honored by that. But this is for all of us.
And it is for all of them. But here's my MVP.
Yeah.
Cliff Averill. He was in Manning's grill.
Yeah.
More than anybody else I saw with pressures. And he had, and this is one of the reasons it's hard for him to be the MVP, is simply that if you look at a stat line, you're not going to see his name in there.
He didn't do much.
It was hurries. It was pressures. And that's it. But I'm sorry.
I think that's why Malcolm knows. Malcolm knows.
Absolutely. Was that not the definition of a dying quail, that one interception
absolutely.
That he got?
Absolutely.
My Lord.
And was it Averill who hit his arm?
Yeah.
Was it Averill who hit Manning's arm that made the ball go dying quail?
Absolutely. So, but I'm just saying, here's the definition of a dying quail to me. I got a double barrel shotgun. I hit that thing with both barrels. Bam, bam. Before it hits the ground, I could shoot it twice, okay? It hangs in the air that long. And, Manning took a lot of crap during the week that he throws dying quails. That was a dying quail because he got hit, okay, bro? That wasn't a bad pass. And, look. Just Averill was everywhere. I love that, and I thought Cam Chancellor was simply a menace to society.
I'm not going to. It's a new world. It's a new NFL. The 80s had a lot of different rules that we have now.
Okay.
And so the Bears not being able to go on and be a dynasty, I can't compare Seattle to them.
Okay. Yes. So here's where I'm going next.
Yes.
I'm driving the damn bus, sister.
Wow, man. You just I want to do some, I want to answer some questions before we go.
Oh gosh, I got to go soon.
Yeah.
Hey, last thing. Okay. So tell me about something that we witnessed in our lifetime of going to Super Bowls. Did I, at least, I won't throw you under the bus, but I'll throw myself under the bus, walk away from that Green Bay Packers win a couple of years ago and not go, holy crap, this team is so young, so talented, they're a dynasty. They're going to make. They're going to win multiple Super Bowls. I said it. I remember. Because I remember being so impressed with their victory. So, just such a convincing victory in such a tough game. And they're loaded and stocked. What on earth could possibly stand in the way?
Could go wrong. What could go wrong? A lot of stuff goes wrong.
A lot of stuff goes wrong.
This is the NFL. Which stands for not for long.
Not for long and no fun. Yeah. That's no the two things it stands for. So, Steven, this is all to say we cannot anoint this Seahawks team a dynasty, but I still want to.
Don't do it.
I still want to.
You look foolish. It's a great.
You're saying a man hitting himself with a rubber band looks foolish?
Yes. Great
That's
run.
Not fair.
It was a great victory. I sat there in awe. I sat there literally. I've never sat to the Super Bowl. Okay, I've only gone to four of them. With you.
You know, most people die to go to one.
Yeah. And sitting there, and literally, I did not know what to say. I mean, I really didn't, you know, other than my bold prediction, I didn't. You know, I didn't have a dog in the fight. So
right.
I was just sitting there like, I think the word that came up repeatedly for me after almost every play that I saw was,
wow,
unfreaking real.
Yeah.
Unfreaking real.
But Steven.
Denver's coming back. Oh, great play. There goes Demaryius Thomas. He's a, unfreaking real.
I'm going to put a bow around.
Interception. Unfreaking real.
I'm going to put a bow around my comments, which go way beyond this, and say simply, the reason I can't call this game a bad game is because I think we witnessed something historic. In a tectonic plate sense of, like you said, the NFC may go on a run now.
You lost me with the tectonic plate. I'm sorry.
You know that the whole Earth at one point was a giant piece of land and
yes,
it broke into continents and stuff?
I didn't know what it had to do with the NFL.
See, metaphorically, we're seeing a shift.
Teams will
we're
break
seeing
off
a shift.
Into one.
In philosophies, people are going to be bringing in their yoga teachers and their shrinks and their physios to come in and work on core and things like that. Because that's all the stuff Pete Carroll does.
Yes.
But you're not Pete Carroll. Mm-hmm. This works because it's consistent with the man.
I actually did ask Carroll in a press conference if afterwards at the game, post-game, if he could help me find my core because I need to find
it. It's in there.
Yeah.
It's got to be.
He looked at me and was like, yeah, good luck with that, buddy.
So that's the bow
Pete
I'm putting. That's why this game is not a bad game.
I love Pete Carroll. I don't hate anybody.
I love Pete Carroll.
And I don't hate Pete Carroll. I really don't. But
I love the scratch on his face.
Him.
You know he got the scratch on his face?
I don't know. Did you ask him?
Yeah.
How'd he get it?
He was returning punts on Tuesday's practice.
Awesome.
A 62-year-old man is out there goofing with the guys.
That's
I love Pete Carroll.
Yeah.
That's all there is to it. Yeah. So I'm putting my bow on it saying this was a great Super Bowl because it was – It's a stake in the point of history where something changed.
To me, okay, here's something to me. If you were not a Seattle Seahawks fan, I don't believe you had fun in this game. So all Seattle Seahawks fan had fun at this game. I have seen blowouts, other Super Bowls, where there have been blowouts, and everybody's having fun unless you're cheering for the team that's getting blown out. Right, but everybody, whether you're a fan of the team doing the blowing out or not, are having fun. I don't think anybody was having fun outside of Seattle Seahawks fans.
I was having fun.
See, from what I could see, from what I was looking around, if you weren't wearing the Seattle green, you just looked like
I was stunned.
I'm kind of bored. And
I wasn't
I'm
bored.
Not looking,
I was stunned.
Yeah. I think that's why I just don't want to call it. I have witnessed with my eyes. Blowouts in Super Bowls where just everybody is just having a blast at what is happening on the field, regardless of whether you're cheering for the team or not. You know, so there you go.
Gotcha, Chief.
That's all I've got to say about that. That's
all I got to say about that.
Okay, I know you got to go, but you know what? We did. We put a question out, so I think we got to.
I promised.
We got to go out and we got to answer some of these for the peoples. So we're gonna start with Jeffrey.
Me?
Going out and saying nearly 20 hours advance notice, get your questions in for a Super Bowl recap show. Bring them. Once again, congratulations to the mighty Legion of Doom.
Legion of Boom.
Boom.
Get it right. L.O.B.
But Legion of Doom. I keep hearing L.L. Bean when people do that. And I'm like, what?
L.O.B.
L.O.B. Okay. All right. Jeffrey, you got what's your first question? You got it there.
Al Miller says, my wife said she was visiting an elderly aunt in Scotland last week, and apparently she never showed. Do you guys know anything about that?
Al, are you sure that the elderly aunt was in Scotland? Buddy?
Yes, and not upstate New York or downstate New
downstate
York
New
or,
York.
You know, anywhere.
Midtown Manhattan.
Off continent, possibly.
There you go.
Raw Dog, who has a better chance of finishing the drive, the Broncos or JFK?
Oh, that's not even – that's –
thanks.
Why?
Thanks.
Why you got to bring
really,
it down?
That's really horrible.
Nacho has a couple here, Jeff. He says, 20 hours. Give us some time, Jesus. He says, by the way, Jeff, we really miss you. Now we need to grab the stool to grab stuff from the upper cabinets. Were you grabbing stuff from them?
Of course I was.
All day long, like from up here?
Yeah. Paloma, Jeff, I can't read this.
Jeff?
Jeff. We went to the Yim one night.
Paloma?
To the Yim.
You went to the Yim.
Yim.
Oh,
we went
man.
To the Yim.
Paloma is
I
awesome.
Love you, Paloma. I love you, and I she hope your is face really is cool. turning red as Nacho takes us back to play for you again.
Nacho and Paloma, I hope that you guys are okay enduring Jeff for a whole week.
10 nights.
10 nights?
10 nights.
Jesus Marimba.
The Casa de Nacho.
Yeah.
Nacho.
That is
man.
A really cool guy.
Jeremy, serious question. How good is San Francisco and Colin Kaepernick since he was able to elude that amazing pass rush that Seattle brought? Denver had no answer.
Yeah.
Damn
you have to look at the NFC West right now with Arizona coming up as they did at the end of the game. They won 10 freaking games and didn't make the playoffs.
And let's not forget that the Rams didn't suck.
Yeah, and the Rams. Yeah, so you just got to look at the West right
but
now.
But, Steven, what was the best division in the AFC? The West,
yeah.
They sent three teams to the playoffs.
They did.
Okay, now we have this exponentially better NFC than AFC, but we've got the power in the West still.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I may have to ask one of these teams
if
for
Peyton
a job.
Run offense is considered to be the best in NFL history, where does such good defense play rank the Seahawks'
well,
defense?
Well, Jeff put
NFL?
Me on a stupid freaking hot
yeah.
seat for that. So go back
he's
and listen to that.
He's a Peyton fan, by the way. No LOB bias here. That was Aaron Yauch.
Did Sharon Blackman, did the Seahawks figure out the Broncos' signals might have lost like this demoralize them enough to impact their performance next season? I think the Denver Broncos quickly forget this and they move on. Did they figure out the signs?
I don't know if they did or not.
Yeah.
I'm not sure it really mattered because they seriously out-physicaled them.
As quickly as the Seahawks were playing on defense, it really didn't
I don't know anyone was reading anything.
It didn't really
I don't know anyone was reading a call sheet, a play-by-play. Will Jeff show his naughty side more often, Thomas Hoke, if I nearly fell off the chair laughing when he asked the beautiful Danish woman if her position in flag football was tight end.
Yeah, that was
– I didn't cross a line because she and I are friends. Okay.
Okay. All right.
And how about the
was
pickup
Joe
being updated?
Namath
okay,
actually wearing a polar bear. How was the food?
Food sucked unless
yeah.
you paid a fortune,
yes.
and then it was amazing.
And Joe Namath was actually wearing a polar bear. Yes, he was.
No, that he was wasn't. It was mink.
I don't care what it was. It looked good.
Any good stories from the Super Bowl after the game was over?
Ooh,
absolutely. Yeah, Monday, walking in the snow, Steven.
That was
so cool. I'm watching because you were waiting at the airport for your flight that would never leave. I'm sitting in Nacho's place, and it's 2 o'clock, and I'm watching Prem League. Chelsea, fortunately, taking care of Man City and making sure that Arsenal stays at the top of the table, and watching the snow every 15 minutes change from flurries to flutters to flakes. Yeah. It was amazing. Then I went out in the night in the park. Get on Facebook is where I put the pictures, please, and see the pictures. They're amazing.
They are amazing. All right, are you guys coming over for all three International Series weekends in our town of London?
We have no idea.
I have no idea.
No way of knowing at this point. So sorry.
Third and final question, fun question. Where do you recommend I visit America? Oh, Lee. Lee's got a bunch of questions. He's coming
Lee
to America.
Has a bunch of questions?
He's that coming to America happens. For 3 months, and he's thinking about maybe stopping in Arizona for the Super Bowl next year. There you go. Do it.
Damian Penny, have you guys seen the amazing Super Bowl ad that the lawyer in Georgia made? No. I have not seen one Super Bowl commercial yet. I plan on seeing them in the next few days.
Will Jeff curse the Seahawks by picking them next season?
Well, how did it work out that the place didn't have the jersey this year? Jeff Elsker's looking pretty good. Two best teams in the NFL. Everyone's new power rankings for this season. 1-2. Seattle, San Francisco. Not much of a curse there, is it now? Well, no.
The one you actually chose didn't win the Super Bowl?
No, they lost to the team that beat that won the Super Bowl convincingly.
I think had you picked them, it would have gone the other way around.
I seriously disagree.
I'm just saying. We will never know because some place didn't have your jersey. Where does Manning sit as the greatest QB list now?
I don't think he moves, but I think it's telling.
Still pretty near the top.
One quarterback is not a team.
I've been saying that all freaking season.
I thought you'd been saying it for 10 years.
But this season I made a point of freaking hitting the nail on the head with a hammer over and over and over again. I've been saying that.
I've been hitting your thumb, too, and it's bleeding.
Oh, gosh. The team don't win a Super Bowl with just one guy.
Are the Seahawks being considered? Nueno Felipe wants to know. Better than they actually are. After all, they lost at home to Arizona. Arizona's a damn good team. The only blemish on their record was Tampa. They almost lost with Tampa. That's it. That's the only blemish on their record. The only teams they've lost to, Steven, 49ers and Cardinals. And we just pointed out how good the NFC is, specifically their division. This is a division to contend with for years to come.
Did the Broncos just set up another this one for Peyton moment for next year's Super Bowl? Possibly.
Maybe.
Still a lot.
I like will the Hawks and the Broncos suffer from the Super Bowl blues next season?
No.
And I like the 85 Bears. Here's the thing that I loved about the 85 Bears, Steven, is that they were so the things that happened to them, I wish I could post the link for everybody, but I got to get out of here.
Yeah, you do.
But here's the thing. The things that the Seahawks need to learn from the 85 Bears. Don't be those guys because those guys went and did a ton of commercials.
Yes.
Your quarterback put on a lot of weight in the offseason. People came in with cocky swaggers. You lost your half of your coaching staff with Phillips. What's his name? Bum Phillips? No. Ryan. Buddy Ryan. They lost Buddy Ryan in the offseason. The Seahawks are keeping everything in track. And by the way, they're emotionally much more sound than those 85 Bears were. They were goofy bunch.
One final question. Which teams do you see in the playoff hunt next year? And which teams do you think will currently have a defense that will try to duplicate what the Seahawks have implemented? Too early to tell, Mr. Malloy.
DailyHerd.com, and it just look up 85 Bears Seahawks, and you'll get a good read. It's really fascinating. We thank you for your questions. We thank you for listening. Sorry that it's got to be a truncated show, but it is over an hour, which we promised it would be under an hour. So you got the best of us there, folks.
You sure did. And Jeffrey,
warning.
So do we maybe in a few weeks come back with a Ravy show, put a nice big bow on the season, and stuff like that? All right. So we've got a little bit of work to do. I'm Steven Miranda.
Jeff Fowlis.
For NFL Rants and Raves. We're out, people.
Freaking idiot.
That's because I can't find this. But I did find it.